Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen, here talking about all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson. Well, we are motoring through these interviews with the mayor and council, and I hope you're really enjoying these conversations and getting some insight into the service that these individuals have provided and continue to provide to our great community and especially to our redevelopment areas. Councilman Stewart has had a wide variety of experiences in our business community here in the city, and I really appreciate him sitting down with us to discuss his vision for the city, the business community, and our redevelopment areas. So today is our final interview in our Mayor and Council series, and today we have the opportunity to sit down with Councilman Dan Shaw. If you haven't noticed, we have a lot of Dans on the council right now. So Councilman Shaw, though, has served in our community and throughout the valley on several different commissions and boards over the years that have had a real impact on how our valley and city has grown. His professional career has also has had a huge impact on the growth of our city and the valley as a developer, and we will touch more on that in our interview. So Councilman Shaw, he has an interesting background that actually started out in Parks and Recreation and really enjoys the outdoors. But since we covered this in the interview, let's maybe just turn to the interview and let it speak for itself. So Councilman Shaw, thank you for sitting down with me.
We're here today with Councilman Shaw, our Ward 2 councilman here for the city of Henderson. We're grateful that you've taken the time to sit down with us here for our, I don't even know if I shared the name of our, our podcast. It's called Redevelop That.
Great.
And the idea of looking at how we move forward in the redevelopment community here in the city of Henderson. And so we're thankful for the opportunity to sit down with you kind of talk about development and your service to the community and the years. And so
thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So you've served here in the community for over 30 years. I was doing some of your background and looking at it, and you've served, now you're serving with city council, but you've served on the planning commission for a number of years. You served on the Parks and Recreation Board for a number of years. What motivated you to get involved and stay involved in serving on these here in the city?
Well, many years ago when I went to college, I majored in recreation management. And so I was heavily involved in recreation and parks and so forth during my college years. And when we moved to Henderson, I saw a need that the community needed more parks. And it was just starting to grow very rapidly, and there was a definite need for parks. So I decided I'd try to get involved and see if I could help with that cause, and that led to being on the Parks Board and chairing that board and leading in getting the great Parks and Recreation program that we have in Henderson now. We've won 2 national awards, and it's really a shining example of great parks. And from there, I decided that we needed better planning overall, and so I moved on to the Planning Commission and from there to the city council.
So in your time serving and between park planning and which has been your most favorite board to serve on?
Well, the Parks Board is very gratifying because you can see results, as is the Planning Commission. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really play a role in how the community is planned and master planned. I would have to say that I think city council probably is the best, because you can affect lives, mm-hmm. you can affect the direction the community is going, you can work on the financial stability, and you get a chance to work with really great people, as you do in all those areas. Yeah. But it's really gratifying to be able to interact with the citizens and the staff.
you definitely get the bigger picture and being able to affect the bigger picture where some of those others are very specific. Like you said, the parks is very parks and very planning is very, you know, community development oriented. So it's definitely a great opportunity to serve on the council and have that impact. So you've done a wonderful job up to this point.
Well,
so
thank you.
We expect good things out of you moving forward. And I guess this kind of leads into my second question is, you know, you've served with the city for so long, but you also have been on other boards and commissions, you know, regionally speaking, one of them with the housing planning, the water authority. During your service with those outside boards, you know, what have you seen as the positives that those have had in our overall community?
I think the biggest positive is that Henderson's a leader. Henderson has great staff. They have really strategic thinkers and forward-looking thinkers. And the region tends to look to us for that leadership. We're the ones who push, you know, Southern Nevada strong. Mm-hmm. We're the ones who, you know, lead on housing and good planning. So I think that the real thing that I like about these regional boards is it gives us an opportunity to expose the other municipalities to, cutting edge techniques and planning and how a city is run. Yeah. So I think that helps a lot.
We definitely push them to do better and be better, right?
And
it definitely shows in our community. I know having not served, but having visited the other communities and working with their staff, it's definitely they look at us as that kind of that, like I said, cutting edge of what's going on in the community, in developing communities in our valley. And so, a follow up with that, you know, what are some of the challenges that we face moving forward?
Well, the challenges are some of the same challenges that most metropolitan areas have. You know, I mean, we live in a desert. So water is a challenge. We've done a pretty good job of leading out on conservation, but you know we're experiencing a 100-year drought, and that makes water a very high priority.
Yeah.
I think that good planning and dealing with developers and master plan communities is critical.
Mm-hmm.
Because that plays into transportation. It plays into parks. It plays into all aspects of what a good community is. City of Henderson has been a big proponent of good planning, walkable communities, smart streets, so that you can ride your bike if you want to ride your bike. You can hike. We have trails. We have all of these types of amenities that come from good planning.
Mm-hmm.
So I think planning is a real critical part of that. Transportation is going to get more and more critical as time goes on and more people live here. So
definitely is. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't seem to be slowing down of people moving here. So that's always going to be a challenge of our valley and our community.
Actually, I heard the other day that the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, they're going to make him realtor of the year in Nevada because he sold more homes here than any realtor ever has. So
that could be true. Could be very true. We definitely have had our influx of visitors and new residents move into the area. So we're grateful. Grateful to have them. But I know you mentioned your sentiment about water is resource of water in our valleys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear that a lot. It's like, how do we keep developing? How do we keep growing, knowing that we have such a limited resource?
We have a number of limited resources, frankly.
Yeah.
Water being one, ground being another.
True.
I mean, I think 93% of this state is owned by the federal government.
Right.
And so there's only 7% that is developable.
Yeah.
And how do we become very good caretakers of that ground and that water, and how do we best use those assets to make really quality communities?
Yeah, that's the challenge, right? Mm-hmm. That's the challenge you face as a city council member. How do you lead that out and work with staff to make our community sustainable and into the future?
Right.
going to transition a little bit towards more of your kind of your professional career, because your professional career is not so much different than your public career has been.
True.
With your professional, you've been a developer here in the Valley for
40 years.
Mm-hmm. So what, you know, from the development community, the outside development community, you know, what is it you've seen that has been the, kind of the most rewarding from your aspect of developing in the Valley?
I think I've had the opportunity to develop really all over the West, mm-hmm. You know, Texas to Utah to Nevada, California. And so what I've tried to do as a developer is to be a leader in bringing quality product, whether that's neighborhood shopping centers, whether that's multifamily housing, you know, whatever that might be. You know, on a local level, I've done a lot of multifamily housing and a lot of shopping centers, and they've stood the test of time. They're still functioning. They're still great developments. So I think that, you know, I'd love to say that I, you know, developed the Astrodome, but I didn't. So I'm much more concerned about neighborhood, about walkability, about quality product that fits well into a community.
And that's important from the public side of it also, is being able to partner with good developers and good, you know, good companies who want to come and build quality products in our community. Because that's...
And as a city, we really encourage that. We want these developers to be a part of our community, mm-hmm. and to not just build and leave. We want them to stay here and be community partners with us and help build our community, because it helps them.
Yeah.
And it helps our community both.
Yeah. And that, so, I mean, and that goes for our businesses that we attract here also. Is that I think that's a kind of a big aspect that I've seen in my time here in the city. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up in the Valley, but here in Henderson, I'm new to Henderson for mm-hmm. 16 years, but mm-hmm. that's definitely something I've recognized, is that you know, our efforts to, you know, bring those businesses and development community in and bring them into our, as part of our community.
Exactly.
And make them, mm-hmm. you know, make them be a, mm-hmm. be a place that they want to live, work, and play also.
Exactly.
So that's great. So I'm, that's awesome that you've been able to have that kind of impact and change here in our community and throughout the West. It's something that you have to spread and share.
You do.
So,
yeah, you have to be a good community partner to have long term success, I think.
Yeah. Kind of going with that, and you know, what do you see, or what is your vision for the city moving forward? What do you see us? Where do you see us going? And
well, we always want to be a premier city. Mm-hmm. And part of that is figuring out what other communities have done right and what other communities have done wrong. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a fairly large proponent of getting out and seeing what's going on in the world. I think that as time goes on, people are going to want better planning. They're going to want to make sure that we have walkable neighborhoods, mm-hmm. that we have... that we diversify our business community, that we encourage great jobs to come to town, so that if your children want to stay here, they can get a great job. Mm-hmm. You know, even though the city doesn't have a lot of control, but we do in many sense. I think that education is a critical issue. We've got to improve the quality of our education from preschool all the way through college, and make sure that we are educating our children correctly to step up and have good jobs and to serve the community. I think that's important too.
Absolutely. So, and I know the city's actively involved with, you know, working with Nevada State College, you know, building a campus here and mm-hmm. in the city and having that facility available so that we can, as you said, educate our residents and have, you know, have that, those resources and those mm-hmm. Available to them here.
Yeah.
Within our own community, they don't have to go outside. They can get it here, and so.
And we're bringing to town people like Haas, mm-hmm. a large manufacturing facility. They make the robots that make machines, mm-hmm. but they've already become a great community partner in recognizing that the skills that their workforce needs need to be taught in our community colleges and our high schools, and so they're stepping up to facilitate that, and that helps a lot.
And that's great. And those are, you know, those are programs in some way have almost kind of gotten lost in the school systems and in our community. Right. And so to be able to bring those types of that type of education to our areas, that's a great opportunity for us, especially in, like, you know, we haven't talked a lot about redevelopment, but, you know, kind of from the redevelopment side, we have a lot of the same aspiration and goals, and that, you know, we want to bring a diversity of businesses and, you know, to bring good paying jobs and have new employees and employers in our area, the redevelopment areas. That's, you know, that's our our task, is to, you know, economically and physically, you know, regenerate and renew an area that has seen decline over the years. And so,
and I think we're seeing that. I think that redevelopment, particularly the Water Street area right now, has been a shining star. You know, in how that's done and the jobs that are created and the new facilities that are being built. And as time goes on, we will see those redevelopment areas grow and expand. As we get neighborhoods that become older and need help, we're prepared to step up with our knowledge and our money and and revitalize and make those very viable again.
So in the east side, you know, we have the Google data center that came in. And so when you see big, large facilities that are new popping up in those older industrial areas, you know, it only drives interest and brings people, you know, to the area and wanting to be a part of that new growth.
And you know, on the east side, we've seen huge leaps forward. You know, I mean, you have Google, you have Elite Waste Management, you have the Lifeguard Arena.
Right.
You know, you think about Lifeguard Arena, the reality is that employs a lot of people. And it's a great gathering place for the community.
Absolutely.
So it's important asset that we bring to the redevelopment table.
Yeah, that's definitely been a great project for downtown and for Water Street, and being able to, you know, reinvigorate our core area here in the area. And so, well, that was, you know, thank you so much for being here. And I guess I have one last question I'm going to throw out there, because I know everybody's going to be interested to know that.
Yeah.
That you're, I didn't realize you're big into rodeos and a rodeo star. And so
I don't know if I'm a rodeo star. I grew up on a ranch, so I've been on horses virtually all of my life, and I still participate in rodeo events. I'm a part of a team roping team, and that involves two cowboys on horses and a steer that gets about a 30-foot head start, runs down the arena, and the header catches the head with a rope and turns the steer to the left, and then I come in as a heeler and catch the back 2 feet.
Got it.
If you can do that in about 4 seconds, you can make money. Well, that's obviously, I'm not making a lot of money. So, but it's a great hobby, and it's a lot of fun.
You're getting closer, though, right?
I'm getting closer. Yes, I'm getting very close. But it's fun to be out recreating and doing fun things like that. And, you know, whether it's, you know, being a team roper or a golfer or fly fisherman or whatever it is, I think it's great for people to get out and do things.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree 100%. And I think Henderson has, you know, we have kind of a wide variety of that. We have our ranches and our horse properties and have a lot of those types of facilities. And and I think just the nature of our history as a valley of that, you know, we were the Wild West.
They're definitely the Wild West.
Sometimes I think we're still not too far from that.
In many cases, that's true. But by the same token, you know, we brought the National Finals Rodeo to town, which in December, the first week of December, brings 250,000-300,000 people to town. So, you know, to a great degree, that heritage and that tradition continues because of things like that.
So that's fun. So, that's exciting. So it's well, that's a great great sport and a great activity. I'm glad you're still enjoying it, and hopefully enjoy it for many more years to come.
I hope.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today and meeting, sitting down for our Redevelop That podcast. And we'll look forward to hear from you in the future as things kind of move along, okay?
Anytime. Love to do it. Thank
you. Excellent. Thanks so much, Councilman.
Thank you.
Well, Councilman Shaw, I really appreciate you taking the time to discuss the service you've provided over the many years of serving on various commissions, boards, and councils. You know, as a community, we will face many more challenges in the future as we grow, and your efforts over the years to ensure that we have the natural resources available that we need, and by creating a built environment that really complements our communities and is a good community partner, is greatly appreciated, Councilman Shaw. So thank you again for your service. Well, that wraps up our Mayor and Council series for the Redevelop That podcast. I really appreciate the Mayor and Council for taking the time to sit down with me and discuss our great community and great city, and specifically talking about redevelopment in the city. You know, their continued efforts here in the city and leadership can and will transform our community into the future. So thank you again. So now that we begin a transition, as we now begin to venture out into the business community, we look forward to the opportunity to meet with you as the businesses and business owners out there and the developers who are looking to bring new projects and new businesses to our redevelopment areas. You know, we want to be able to sit down with you and discuss your efforts and reasons why you came to this part of Henderson and how your business can have an impact in our redevelopment areas. You know, you as a business owner, you are what drives change within our redevelopment area. And as we work together as community partners in this transformation of these areas, you know, we'll begin to see a dramatic impact and that this coordination and cooperation can have on removing, you know, the physical blight, the economic blight, and the social blight that exists in these areas. So with that, if you as a business owner or developer listening to this podcast would like to be on our show, please reach out to me by email at derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. Again, that is Derek, D-E-R-E-K, .allen, A-L-L-E-N, @cityofhenderson.com, and we'll be sure to get you on. Well, thank you all for your support and taking the time to listen in again. I look forward to meeting with you and seeing how we can help you be a successful business in a redevelopment area. You know, as I mentioned in our last episode, and I'll say it again from Tom Ziegler, change starts with you, but it doesn't start until you do. So get out there and be the change.